I spoke to the chairperson this morning, and I'm quite confident that the request that was submitted by myself and Councillor Brogan, Jimmy Brogan, will be afforded to us. There's been a call also made by the 100% redress. I spoke to Councillor Thomas Sean yesterday at fair length about this here, and it's really, really important that we as councillors come together as a matter of urgency in relation to the fuel poverty issue that is facing working class communities. The very fact that we see people out on the streets demanding that the government do the right thing in relation to the small businesses that we have in the state. And when you look at the fact that the high price at the pumps, the high price of heating oil, that it's unaffordable to a lot of the working class communities out there, people trying to get to work. But unfortunately now there's been rations on the much fuel you can get. People very concerned, will they be able to fill their cars up, diesel or petrol, to get to work? Families and homes are not able to buy heating oil because of the high cost. And the reason for this is it's right down to the very fact of American imperialism, Zionism and capitalism and the war against Iran, where if the warmongering wasn't going on, I believe that we wouldn't be in the situation where we are. It's directly connected to Palestine and to the Middle East and European imperialism. But the government can make a decision here. They have made a number of moves which are nowhere near enough. And I think if they reduced the cost of fuel to the small and indigenous businesses, and then obviously they can claim that back, or the majority of them can, to my understanding, and take away the VAT and the tax on home heating oil and at the pumps for working class families, so they can heat their house and they can put petrol in the car and go to work. And we've seen moves done in the past by the government where they give vouchers for ESB during the COVID period. And I think there is an opportunity to do something here. But the failure of government right now, it shows the arrogance and the contempt that they have towards the working class, and that's not acceptable. And people being forced onto the streets to demand to be listened to. And for us as councillors, I think now is the time for us to have this emergency meeting to discuss the issue that's facing the community that we're here to serve, the community that pays our wages, the community that elects us, and basically call this out. Call it out that there ain't no confidence in the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government in Mulla Clia. We don't feel that they're representing the needs of the working class. And on that basis, I think we need to send a strong message as a council that we will not tolerate what is happening. Lower the price of diesel by taking away the tax and the VATs for the working class, until the oil prices reduces, and allow people not to be forced staying at home in the freezing cold and not being able to put diesel or petrol in the car to get to work, or other things that people need to do on a daily basis, which is hospital appointments and etc.